Mr. President, thank you. Before I make the closing remarks or the final remarks for today, I wish to explain the situation of the Saramaka people. The Moiwana verdict is nearly fully completed, fulfilled, but because of the fact that the court has made a mistake to put in their judgment that land of indigenous was from the Maroons, and that makes that all the buildings over there, Suriname has built the buildings, they cannot be used by Maroons because the indigenous are refusing that because Moiwana was not the land of Maroons, but the land of the indigenous. And the indigenous has given them the right to use it, not transfer the property. And that's the problem. The Saramaka judgment is something else. The court has already decided, and it's not the place to discuss work of the court, but it is strange that if you don't know the situation in Suriname and you give a verdict that 12 tribes of the Saramaka people has nearly 50% of the country, then you know that you bring my country in a problem. So right now we are busy discussing it with the Saramaka tribes to make them understand that what was decided was so breaching the rights of other Surinamese people. And we are busy with it, we are talking about it, we are talking, I think, for 2-3 years now, and I'm sure that with a little bit of patience, this case will also be fulfilled and will come to an end. And the organization RED, R-E-D-D, is assisting us in this regard, because demarcation of the land, as the courts wants to, will lead to maybe riots and conflicts between groups, ethnic groups in my country, and that is not in the benefit of the nation. So the fulfillment of the Saramaka verdict will have to wait until we reach an agreement with the 12 tribes of the Saramaka people. What is it? Okay, I want to, at last I don't have reactions anymore. I want to thank you all. It was my first interactive situation, and I have enjoyed it. And I want to thank all the countries for their support and the recommendation that they have given. You will hear from me the coming days which recommendation we can support. And one thing I can tell you, that the Convention Against Torture will be accepted. That is for sure. Thank you all, and see you later in the week again.